Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And the heat certainly is our big focus as we head into the weekend. We'll talk about our heat advisory that starts at 11 o'clock and just how hot it could get coming up.
A groundbreaking on VinFast mega site will happen in 1 hour. Everything you need to know about the project that'll create thousands of jobs in the Triangle.
And avoiding long lines at the DMV wait might be in your best interest to drive to another town to avoid wait times. Now, we all want to avoid the heat that we're experiencing. We're so glad you're with us here on Fox 50 at 8 o'clock. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along. Yes, some folks already waiting out at the DMV. And you know they're hot already, even this morning.
100%.
Goodness. Anthony Baglione over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at that heat advisory that's on us and a lot of other folks.
Yeah, for sure. This is across really a large part of the country. Does not include the western parts of our state, but still all of our viewing area included in that heat advisory that you see outlined in the orange right there. Where that purple is showing up, that's an excessive heat warning up toward Virginia Beach, meaning those feels like temperatures are a step above that heat advisory that we're going to see here in our area. 105 to 109 is what it's likely to feel like. So just make sure to keep that in mind as you're headed out. Lots of water. Take breaks here through this afternoon. We already, early this morning, feel like 86 in Raleigh and Durham, 84 in Rocky Mount, 79 in Clinton. When it's this early and it feels like that, you know it's going to be a hot day. And that's exactly where we're headed, feeling like 107 there at 3 and 4 o'clock. Even into this evening, we have a Durham Bulls game going on at 6:30. Temperatures probably feeling, let's say, 102. We'll split the difference right there. So just take that into account as you're headed out. And loose-fitting clothing, like I said, protect the pets, kids, things like that through today. We could see a stray pop-up shower or storm to kind of help cool us off just a little bit this afternoon. Relatively minimal rain chances for us today, but we do have a chance of some strong storms tomorrow. We'll talk about that here, Brian, in just a few minutes.
All right, Anthony, let's get an update on traffic around the Triangle. It's fairly quiet out there this morning, but a couple of trouble spots to tell you about. We've been watching this crash on the west side of Durham at Hillsborough Road at 15th Street. That reportedly came in as a pretty serious crash. Still seeing some delays on Hillsborough Road in that area. Main Street might be a better option for you right now. Also, a hit-and-run investigation just north of downtown Raleigh on Capitol Boulevard, right around the 440 interchange. I'm not seeing any indication that that incident itself is creating any backup through that area, but we're seeing some congestion out there on 440 westbound approaching Capitol Boulevard. That's pretty typical for this time of day. Looks like the ramp from 440 westbound onto northbound Capitol Boulevard is a little slow. With that hit and run investigation, just watch out for police activity on the side of the road and move over at least one lane if you can. We've been watching those sensor readings for the major approaches into Raleigh right now, and they've been pretty quiet all morning long. No trouble coming in from Garner on 40 westbound. Out of Knightdale, a 1 minute slowdown on 87 southbound. And of course, we're dealing with the usual delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest. Seeing a little bit of a backup right now on 40 westbound approaching the US 1 interchange. There's a report of some sort of a road hazard out there, perhaps contributing to some of that. And it's a little sluggish on 440 eastbound between Western Boulevard and Hillsborough Street.
Thanks, Brian. In just 1 hour, Vietnamese electric car maker VinFast will break ground on its mega site in Chatham County. The site is in Mon Cure. A ceremonial groundbreaking starts at 9 o'clock, and Governor Roy Cooper will be there with some other top officials from around the state. It's a $4 billion factory, one of the largest economic development projects in our state's history. This is an artist's rendering here of what the first phase of the plant will look like. The company is expected to create about 7,500 jobs. The start of construction comes 16 months, though, after VinFast announced plans to build the factory with production starting in 2024. That date has changed slightly to 2025, now a little bit delayed. In an interview you'll see only on WRAL, VinFast U.S. CEO spoke with us about how confident the company is in that timeline.
Why we are building the factories, you know, our like technology partners can work on the equipment, and then we have enough time for installation and commissioning as well. And at the same time, we started working on getting the human resources and people trained and prepared as well.
And part of today's celebration will also happen at PNC Arena, where VinFast guests will get to test drive one of the electric SUVs that will be made right here in North Carolina.
Well, it's something we can all relate to, right? Waiting in long lines at the DMV. There is a way around that, though. The agency says there are nearly no wait times at some offices on Saturdays. You may need to drive out of your way to get to them, though. Let's get to WS Kelsey Coffey live outside one of the DMV offices this morning. And that line started forming very early this morning, Kelsey.
Yes, I saw someone standing out here at 5 o'clock this morning. So people are really dedicated to waiting in these lines. This is the DMV office on Avent Ferry Road, where people have been lined up here for hours. And this morning, DMV Commissioner Wayne Goodwin is telling drivers that there is a way to avoid this kind of wait. He says the lines are so long in Raleigh, people are driving to places like Fayetteville, Greensboro, and Greenville to avoid waiting in line. Something to consider when the wait can be longer than 2 hours at some locations. The commissioner recommends before you make a longer drive, make sure you have the correct documents for your visit and check out the DMV's online wait time tool. Several locations have short wait times, but Commissioner Goodwin says people just aren't going there.
If you look at mid-morning, 10 a.m. on a Saturday, there were no lines at 8 of these locations, some of them in metropolitan cities. And it's frustrating because we know folks need these services.
Commissioner Goodwin is trying to get the word out that half of the DMV offices listed here that are open on Saturdays have been reporting little to no wait times for the last month. So you've got a lot of options there. Saturday walk-in hours will end on August 27th. But the commissioner says his team is working on adding more Saturday walk-in offices and potentially extending weekday hours in the fall. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A Fayetteville family is dealing with heartbreak this morning after a young girl was shot earlier this week. And sadly, we have learned she's now died from those injuries. 8-year-old Genesis Dockery's family says she died yesterday. Nearly 300 people gathered for a vigil last night to show their support and remember Genesis. However, her family instructed those folks not to speak to the media. The young girl was shot at a home on Mercedes Drive in Fayetteville in an incident that happened Tuesday. Investigators have not released many details about what happened.
Former President Donald Trump is heading back on the campaign trail as he is facing another indictment over classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Trump will speak in Iowa tonight alongside most of the 2024 GOP presidential candidates. The event will come just 24 hours after Jack Smith's special counsel hit Trump with two new charges. Trump, his valet, and his maintenance chief are all charged with trying to remove evidence from Mar-a-Lago. That includes an attempt to delete video surveillance video. The new charges come as the Trump legal team is meeting with the special counsel's office about another investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And this is new video showing barricades being put up around the Fulton County Courthouse. That's in Atlanta, Georgia, where a special grand jury is looking into possible election interference of Trump and his team. Fulton County's district attorney has hinted charging decisions will come sometime between July 31st and August 18th.
UNC Chapel Hill's Board of Trustees is updating its non-discrimination policies. A new resolution complies with the Supreme Court's ruling on affirmative action and then takes it a step further. The university's Board of Trustees passed the resolution yesterday. It prevents the university from using race, sex, religion, and more in its admissions decisions. That's in compliance with the U.S. Supreme Court. And then it goes further to also include hiring and contracting decisions. Trustee Ralph Meekins opposed the resolution, saying it could bring serious legal ramifications.
Court case dealt with specifically admissions. This resolution goes beyond that.
We really should strive to adhere to not just the technical aspects of the law, but shouldn't look for ways around applying and making sure that we comply with the ruling.
UNC was one of the schools cited in the Supreme Court ruling. A lawyer from NC Central University tells us he believes more litigation will follow.
Well, are you having breakfast right now and feeling lucky? Well, nearly $1 billion up for grabs in the Mega Millions. As of this morning, the jackpot worth an estimated $910 million. Now, if you win, your cash option will be a little more than $464 million. This is the fifth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Tonight's drawing will air on WREL right before our 11 o'clock news.
10 after 8 right now on your Friday morning, and a warning from health officials about an unusual allergy now on the rise. We'll break down data from the CDC about a red meat allergy that develops from tick bites.
And attorneys for the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students say he's innocent. The new alibi Brian Koberger's defense is putting forward.
And our big focus, of course, is the heat and humidity, but we have the chance into tomorrow of some strong to severe storms north of the Triangle. We'll walk through Futurecast. I'll show you the latest model here on how this all shapes up and when we get a break from the heat, coming up after the break.
Welcome back at 8:13. A pleasant good morning to our loyal viewers over there in Lewisburg. You're waking up to a sunny and very warm morning. And as always, we thank you for watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. I want to bring in meteorologist Anthony Baglione into our conversation this morning. And those folks behind you got it right. Get out early.
That's the name of the game for us today. Yeah, it's not too bad for us right now. It is warm and bordering on that hot territory in some spots. But if you're going to head out enjoying your Friday, just starting off here early, it's going to be a good idea to do so earlier rather than later, or wait till that sun goes down. Or if you can hop in the pool in the meantime, that's going to also be a pretty good bet. Here's where we sit right now, though, our beautiful camera in Southern Pines. You can see there are some golfers out there enjoying. There's a little bit of shade actually showing up, of course, from the trees. Yesterday morning, we had just a touch of a breeze to kind of help move things around just a little bit. I don't think we'll have much of that today, and that's why we do have a heat advisory here starting at 11 o'clock this morning. It includes our entire viewing area, goes until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. So this is going to be a multi-day kind of thing that we're talking about. What this means is we'll see feels like temperatures 105 to 109. Both days kind of very similar today and tomorrow. We start off right now, 86 is what it feels like in Raleigh, 86 in Durham, 77 Roxborough, 86 in Southern Pines. So certainly for this early in the morning, it is feeling hot already for most of us out there. 107 is where we could get up to this afternoon. Even into this evening, let's say you're headed out for some dinner or just taking the dog out, things like that. Make sure to protect those pets. Of course, the pavement temperature is going to be very, very hot today. 97 at 8 o'clock, 95 is what it'll feel like at 9. So just the heat is going to be our big story today. We could maybe sneak an isolated shower or storm in the forecast today, especially south to north there along the sea breeze. I don't think it's going to be much coverage, but it could be just enough where you see it and it's like, oh, thank you. It's cooling us off just a little bit. I think that's kind of going to be the coverage for us today. 8 o'clock into tonight, looking pretty quiet. Tomorrow, we do have, though, an outlined risk from the Storm Prediction Center, mainly from the Triangle up to the north. That's at level 1 out of 5 for maybe a brief gusty wind instance. It doesn't look like a big severe threat for us, but we go through the day. You can see Futurecast kind of outlining that even into later on the evening, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock or so, we could see some, especially up to the north. I want to talk about here briefly the tropics. This is a brand new update we got from the Hurricane Center here in the past about 10 minutes or so. What they have done is bumped up our chances kind of as expected with this area of development out in the Atlantic. 20% chance now up from 10 over the next couple of days and 60% chance over the next 7 days as well. They've also marked an area there in the Caribbean and off the Florida coast. Those are not likely to develop, but as opposed to one area that they were watching, we now have a couple to tell you about, but that one in the Atlantic is the one we're watching. 96 there on Saturday, 94 Sunday. We do see temperatures get a little bit better there, Brian, as we head into next week back in the upper 80s.
All right, Anthony, let's get you an update on traffic this morning. Just getting reports of a crash with injuries on Brentwood at Lake Woodard, just to the east of the Beltline there in Raleigh. Also, a report of some sort of an incident on Rock Quarry Road right around the I-40 interchange there on the southeast side of Raleigh. Seeing some unusual delays popping up here in the past minute or so on 40 westbound right around Wade Avenue. You can see that back up there. Something like that indicates there's likely some sort of a crash or other incident creating that backup, because as soon as you get through that Wade Avenue interchange, you're in good shape heading out toward Harrison Avenue. Also picking up some unusual delays on 40 eastbound heading away from the US 1 interchange there out of Cary into South Raleigh. By the time you get out to Gorman Street, things clear up. So we'll get an update on what's going on out there. I'll have another update for you just coming up here in a few minutes. Over on the west side of Durham, watch for a crash in the clearing stages on Hillsborough Road at 15th Street. Still seeing some lingering delays out there. You might consider using Main Street as a good alternate route.
Brian, thanks. A teenager is improving this morning, weeks after being shot multiple times while trying to protect her little cousin from gunfire. Investigators say a family member shot Destiny Sidbury on July 5th. She was babysitting her five-year-old cousin, Chloe, and tried to protect her when shots were fired. Sadly, Chloe died. Destiny's mother says her daughter had her last surgery Thursday, and hopefully she'll be able to leave the hospital in a couple of weeks. She says all the community support has been uplifting for her and Destiny.
A Raleigh man who raised more than $1 million for ALS research died from the disease. David Lloyd Jr. was 52 years old and was originally diagnosed in 2017. Lloyd loved cars and spearheaded the Racing for ALS organization that raised money for ALS research. The racing community raised more than $1 million since June of 2018. Lloyd leaves behind a wife and two kids.
WREL viewers have stepped up to support a relief fund for victims of the tornado that hit Nash and Edgecombe counties. The United Way's Twin County Tornado Relief Fund has grown from $25,000, nearly $50,000. But organizers say they still need more support this morning. Since that storm hit, the state has been evaluating the damage in order to set aside disaster relief funding. The state hopes to have an update on that process today. The United Way set up the Twin County Tornado Relief Fund. Now, some of the families affected by the storm say any assistance will go a long way in helping that community rebuild.
It's going to take a lot of hard work, which is what we've been doing ever since the day after. There's going to take a lot of funds to get back to where we were.
Well, the United Way says the organization has raised less than 10% of the money needed to start taking applications. Now, if you want to help, you can find a link next to this story on WREL.com.
The train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, in March cost Norfolk Southern Railroad about $1 billion. In an earnings report Thursday, the railroad said it set aside $416 million this quarter for cleanup costs. That comes after it had already spent $387 million last quarter on cleanup and compensation. The company also estimates it has lost up to $200 million on transportation that had to be diverted to trucks or other railroads.
A pilot and passenger are recovering this morning after a small plane crashed into someone's backyard. It happened Thursday in Catawba County. Authorities say the pilot was reportedly trying to land at Laney's Airport. The pilot and passenger were the only two people on board. They were taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. The FAA is investigating.
We are right in the middle of tick season, and doctors think an allergy passed on by the bugs has affected up to 450,000 Americans, and most probably don't even know it. Doctors believe an enzyme in the Lone Star tick's saliva can cause an allergy to the sugar found in red meat and dairy products. People who have the allergy have to avoid beef, pork, lamb, dairy, a bunch of other less obvious products like gel capsules and some makeup. But a study published in the CDC report found up to 78% of people who have the allergy go undiagnosed. Trader Joe's is recalling one of its soups because it might have bugs in it. The store says it is calling back about 11,000 cases of its unexpected cheddar broccoli branded soup because of the reports of bugs in the frozen florets of the broccoli. Customers with the product should check with Trader Joe's on its refund policy.
Well, prosecutors are trying to get more information about the alibi for a man charged with killing four University of Idaho students last year. Prosecutors filed a motion Thursday requesting his defense team share what they know about Brian Koberger's alibi. This comes after defense attorneys suggested earlier this week he was not in Idaho when the murders happened. They did not provide any evidence or details about his whereabouts. The students died after they were stabbed at a home in November. Koberger has pleaded not guilty despite his DNA being linked to that crime scene.
LeBron James' oldest son, Bronny, is back home this morning after being released from the hospital. Doctors say Bronny James was successfully treated for his sudden cardiac arrest. He is an incoming freshman at USC and collapsed during a basketball workout on Monday. A newly released 911 at the time it happened reveals that there was not a doctor on scene. LeBron released a statement yesterday for the first time since the incident in a social media post thanking everyone for sending their well wishes to him and his family. James wrote they are, quote, together, safe, and healthy. As of right now, it's not clear if Bronny will return to the court. First told you about this incredible sight yesterday. Three humpback whales jumping in sync off the coast of Massachusetts. This morning, we are hearing from the boater who saw it happen. He says he's been on the ocean for decades, and he's never seen anything like this.
I was stunned. Obviously, I let out an expletive. So, my oldest daughter, Sage, thought it was pretty cool too. And it was synchronized. They all turned the same direction. And then the juvenile did the same move. And they have to come from fairly deep at a very high rate of speed, get those bodies out of the water like that.
Man, he was on a birthday fishing trip with his three adult daughters. First time they had all been together in years. He says they were blessed with such a magical sight right there. You know, people travel far distances to see whales, right? Never see that.
What a birthday gift. Well, here's something to consider. COVID cases in North Carolina are on the rise. Coming up in our next half hour, the numbers that show where things stand now compared to the spring.
And that groundbreaking on VinFast mega sites will be happening this morning. There's a live look right there. They're expecting a lot of folks to show up. We have everything you need to know about the project that'll create thousands of jobs around the country.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 826. I'm Ken Smith. Hope you're having a pleasant morning. I know if you walk outside, it doesn't feel very pleasant, though. Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WSB Weather Center.
Yeah, Ken, certainly our big story today is the heat. We already feel like the mid to upper 80s there in Raleigh and Durham. Good morning to both of you. 81 in Fayetteville, Clinton, 77 in Goldsboro. So certainly starting to see those feels like temperatures climbing today. We have a heat advisory that starts at 11 o'clock this morning. It is still, like I said, warm, though, already. That goes until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. So once we're in it, we have a couple days to get through with those feels like temperatures today and tomorrow, let's say 105 to 109. It's going to be a good day to keep that water handy and stay cool, Brian.
Anthony, here at 827, I'm watching a crash on 40 eastbound between the US 1 interchange and the Avant Ferry Road Bridge. You can see everything's over here on the right shoulder. Pretty heavy traffic this morning coming in from the US 1 area. So if you're coming in from Cary on US 1 northbound and you take that ramp to 40 eastbound, expect a little bit of a delay through there. On the westbound side, not seeing huge backups. It looks like they have cleared that crash in West Durham from Hillsboro Road right around 15th Street. That's some good news. Over on the east side of Raleigh, watch for a crash at Brentwood Road at Lake Woodard Drive.
VinFast, finally ready today to start construction on its new factory. As you look live on the right side of your screen right there, it's prepping for this morning's groundbreaking. The Vietnamese electric car maker will break ground on its mega site in Chatham County. It'll happen in just about a half hour from now. The $4 billion factory is one of the largest economic development projects in state history. Well, up next on Fox 50, why you may be looking at the way to getting unwanted robocalls out of your hair. And up next on Today, Renee Rapp rocks the plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We continue to track the heat as we head through today. Our heat advisory starts at 11 o'clock. I'll talk about just how hot it will feel coming up.
Another hot topic, this groundbreaking on VinFast mega site happening in just 30 minutes. This is a live look out there right now. Everything you need to know about the project that'll create thousands of jobs in our state.
The line at the DMV on Avant Ferry Road is wrapped around the building. Just ahead, I'll tell you what the DMV commissioner is saying this morning about ways that you can avoid a long wait time.
Well, we've certainly seen those before. It'd be great to have some solutions now coming out of it. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Ken Smith. We'd like some relief also from this heat. But I don't think we're getting it anytime soon. Let's get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRA Severe Weather Center tracking our day.
Yeah, we certainly have a couple days to get through. I can bring you some good news at least into early next week. We're back in the, wait for it, 80s. I think that will feel a little bit more refreshing compared to where we've been. Otherwise, yeah, we got to get through this. Today, we have our heat advisory that starts at 11 o'clock, goes until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. So just if you're planning for anything going on today, tomorrow, make sure to just keep that heat in mind and limit the time outside if you can, or at least take lots of water with you. Here's where we sit right now, going to be a popular place, I'm sure. Carolina Beach looks beautiful out there right now. We have a couple high-level clouds just floating on through, some cumulus clouds there in the distance. 86 is what it feels like in Raleigh and Durham currently. 77, good morning to you in Roxborough. 86 86 in Southfield, Virginia. We're at 81 in Clinton as well. We're going to be seeing those temperatures continue to climb for us today. Feels like values right about 107 here this afternoon, 95 at 9 o'clock into this evening. So certainly going to be hot and humid for us today. We do have storm chances, Brian, on the way as we head into the weekend.
All right, Anthony, here at 8:32, quick update on traffic. We've been watching a crash on 40 eastbound between the US 1 interchange out toward the Gorman Street area. This is the camera out at Avent Ferry Road, and you can see everything is on the right shoulder, but for a little while they did have that eastbound side blocked, and that led to some pretty big backups. Just want to zoom in here and let you know what to expect as you head through that area. The backups on 40 eastbound begin right around the US 1 interchange. It's a ramp delay also from US 1 northbound onto 40 eastbound, but once you get to the Avent Ferry Road Bridge and Gorman Street, traffic is flowing freely on into South Raleigh.
Brian, thanks. Well, we're just about 30 minutes away from the groundbreaking on one of the largest economic development projects in state history, the Vietnamese electric car manufacturer VinFast's massive new assembly plant. It'll be built here in Moncure, right near the Wake County-Chatham County line. I want to give you a live look now at that site where Governor Cooper is expected, along with other state officials. They're attending that groundbreaking that's set to get started at the top of the hour. Now, the $4 billion factory is expected to bring 7,500 jobs to the region. This is an artist's rendering of what that first phase will look like. The start of construction comes 16 months after VinFast announced plans to build that factory, which is expected to open in 2025. Now, in an interview you'll only see on WREL, VinFast's U.S. CEO talked with us about how the company is working with Central Carolina Community College in Sanford to prepare for a training program.
Even they were trained at the schools, at the vocational schools or community college, we needed people to be trained at our plant at least 3 months in advance, 3 to 6 months in advance, before we can put them into production lines.
Well, part of today's celebration will also happen at PNC Arena. VinFast's guests will get a test drive one of the electric SUVs that will be built right here in North Carolina.
How far would you drive to find a DMV without long lines? The agency says they're out there. You just have to be willing to travel maybe a little bit just to find them. WRO's Kelsey Coffey joins us to explain where you can go on a Saturday that won't have a long wait.
Let's be honest, one of the most frustrating things about going to the DMV is waiting in line. And this DMV office on Avent Ferry Road is known for having long lines on Saturday mornings that look just like what you see right now. Today, DMV Commissioner Wayne Goodwin is telling drivers that there is a way to avoid the wait. He says the lines are so long in Raleigh, people are driving to places like Fayetteville, Greensboro, and Greenville to avoid waiting in line, something to consider when the wait can be more than 2 hours at some locations. The commissioner recommends before you make a longer drive, make sure you have the correct documents for your visit and check out the DMV's online wait time tool.
I use our walk-in wait time tool and get an approximation of what the wait time may be, and knowing that there could be a lot of new drivers that show up and it may change.
Commissioner Goodwin is trying to get the word out that half of the DMV offices listed here that are open on Saturdays have been reporting little to no wait times for the last month. So you've got a lot of options there, and Saturday walk-in hours will end on August 27th. But the commissioner says that his team is working to add more Saturday walk-in offices and extend weekday hours in the fall. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Happening today, Nash County's Board of Commissioners will hold a special meeting to talk about the findings of a WREL investigation into the county's social services department. This week, WREL found since 2020, two children have died while under the care of Nash County DSS. One-year-old Chase Hillier died from a traumatic brain injury in 2020. His mother is charged in his death. And 8-year-old Crystal Lane's grandmother is charged with Crystal's death earlier this year. WREL found the deaths came after recommendations were made to DSS leaders to remove the children from their homes, but action wasn't taken. Since our investigation, two commissioners have expressed concern about the leadership at Nash County's DSS.
A Fort Liberty soldier was killed in a motorcycle crash in Fayetteville, and we are working to learn the name of that soldier. It happened on Yadkin Road, and the WREL Breaking News Tracker was there on the scene last night as crews investigated. You can see a wide section of that road was taped off. Authorities say the Fort Liberty soldier's motorcycle crashed with an SUV around 8 o'clock. The road reopened just before midnight. Investigators say they are working to determine who is at fault and if charges will be filed.
Well, we want to remind you, Wake County has places you can go to protect yourself from the dangerous heat. Today, you can visit any public library during regular business hours. The County Health and Human Services Centers and regional centers will be open starting at 8:30. Just a few minutes ago, they opened and they'll remain open until 5:15 this evening.
We're also trying to get information from investigators. Any new information on the search for a missing Moore County woman? We've been following this. New video from Charlotte shows police searching the home of Alicia Watts' boyfriend, James Dunmore. We still don't know what authorities found or if Dunmore is a person of interest in the case. Watts disappeared and was last seen July 16th. Officers found Dunmore unresponsive in her SUV in Anson County 2 days later.
We're working to learn more about a fire that damaged a local church. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker last night. Multiple crews responded to that scene in Nash County. You can see Zion Cross Baptist Church now surrounded with tape and the roof seemingly collapsed. As of this morning, fire officials have not said what caused that fire.
Might be worth $2 if that's your thing. A Mega Millions ticket. Are you feeling lucky today? Tonight's jackpot is worth nearly $1 billion. As of this morning, that jackpot is an estimated $910 million. If you win and take the cash option, that'd be a little more than $464 million. It's the fifth largest jackpot in the game's history. Tonight's drawing will be live on WRAL right before our 11 p.m. newscast.
Well, this morning we'll get a better idea about how we're spending our money and how that spending is affecting the U.S. economy. A new Personal Consumption Expenditures Report, or PCE, is set to be released any minute now. It will give an important reading on inflation and what we're all paying for goods and services like gas and groceries. The data measures buying habits and price changes from last month. This report comes after the Federal Reserve's decision to raise interest rates once again in an attempt to slow inflation.
Breaking news we've been following this morning. We learned this year's Emmy Awards have been postponed because of the writers and actors strike in Hollywood. It's according to a report from Variety. The awards show had been scheduled to air on Fox September 18th. The delay comes as Hollywood productions slowed down as the Writers Guild of America went on strike May 2nd, and nearly all remaining productions stopped after the actors began a strike July 14th.
Well, we're coming up on 8:40 now. Women who were sexually assaulted by former sports physician Larry Nassar have filed a lawsuit against Michigan State University.
MSU continues to make fake promises and broken promises.
Coming up, what that suit accuses the university of doing with documents related to this case.
And we'll give you a live look right now, straight down Salem Street in Apex. No surprise, we've been telling you, it's hot. It's going to be a hot weekend. We'll check in with meteorologist Anthony Baglione on when we could see temperatures get back down reasonably into the 80s. .843 is the time right now on our Friday morning. And I tell you, if you're in Clinton, good morning to you. Walking the streets there, you can find a little bit of shade right there and a little breeze with that flag. Well, that'll be hard to come by today, trying to find solace from the heat. Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with the advisory that's out right now.
Yeah, we have this heat advisory. It technically starts at 11 o'clock this morning, but as I've been saying this morning, treat it, if you will, as you head out, that the heat is on its way. That's going to be our plan for today. Even though the heat advisory technically is not in effect quite yet, it's still hot out there and still going to get hotter. 105 to 109 is what it will feel like for us today. That goes into effect at 11 o'clock and continues until tomorrow evening. So we have a couple days to get through here with that heat advisory. We are already up there to Clinton is what it feels like, 91 at 79 in Goldsboro, 84 in Rocky Mount. So a little bit of variation there in those temperatures, but everyone here is going to see them climb up this afternoon. 107 is what it will likely feel like here around the triangle by about, let's say, 3 o'clock, 106 at 5. If you're headed out this evening, we have a Durham Bulls game going on at 6:30, probably about 102, still feeling like the low 100s. So please make sure to pack lots of water and keep that that hydration in mind, the loose-fitting clothing, all the things we talk about here during the summertime months. Here's where we're headed through today as far as rain chances are concerned. If we could get a quick storm to pass through, I think it could help drop those temperatures just a little bit. And there is that chance there, as Futurecast was advertising, but it's pretty quick. I do think as we get through the evening, that would be our best time frame, let's say after about 4 o'clock or so. With the amount of heat that we have out there, it won't take much to kind of lift that air up just a little bit and give us potentially a bit of a break. Otherwise, here's where we're headed. 107 for us today, 106 tomorrow. Heat advisory both today and tomorrow. That ice cream graphic is perfect for us because it's going to be gone if you leave it out too long. 101 is what it feels like on Sunday. How about that 92, though, into early next week? That's saying something when that's feeling better, but that'll be closer to where we should be for this time of year. Storm chance-wise, yes, we have that isolated chance today. Tomorrow, there is a level 1 out of 5 from the northern parts of our viewing area up to the north. It looks like maybe just a brief gusty wind instance. This is by no means a big severe weather threat for us. And a lot of, at least tomorrow during the day, should be pretty dry. But we head through the afternoon into the evening. There's potentially a better chance of some spotty storms passing through. And so if you have, let's say, plans after about 6 o'clock, I would just keep that in mind. But it's not going to be a big rainmaker for us at all. Tropics-wise, we have one area we're watching, 60% chance of development on this wave off the coast of Africa. Most of the indication here is that that is going to continue to stay out to sea. If that changes, we will let you know, but that's what the current track is taking it, is out to sea still. 96 for us on Saturday, 94 on Sunday. Starts to feel a little bit better there, guys, as we head into next week back in the upper 80s, which will be good.
Superheroes, food trucks, and a lot more on tap for this weekend. WREL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with Out and About's Best Bets. And Kathy, great to see you. Let's start talking about GalaxyCon.
Always great to see you, Ken. Okay, so GalaxyCon, this is a fan convention. It's underway right now at the convention center all weekend. Lots of celebrities. We've got Grant Gustin from The Flash, Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad. You've even got Steve from Blue's Clues and Urkel. I heard Urkel's going to be there. Good stuff.
Big fan of Urkel. One of my favorite events. Food Truck Rodeo in Raleigh this weekend.
We love a good food truck rodeo. The Taste of Soul NC Food Truck Rodeo is happening on Saturday from noon to 5 p.m. Live music, food trucks, admission is free. So you just go get a big group, get different stuff, and try it.
And, of course, I can't wait to take the children to this. Things are getting a bit messy in Durham this weekend at the Museum of Life and Science.
This is always a great event for the kids. The parents have to clean the kids off, though. Museum of Life and Science, they're having their mestival Saturday from 10 to 3 p.m. It is a day of messy activities. So think mud finger painting, slime, bubbles. Everything is going to get your hands all dirty. Bring an extra bag of clothes. Definitely bring some wipes for the kids. But it's included with your admission to the museum.
Oh, good. Some very good advice. Appreciate that. Well, for more on these events, go to WL.com and search keyword Out and About. Hey, thanks, Kathy.
Not as much fun, you two. Part of the reason that you're still getting unwanted robocalls. Maybe because more than 5,000 phone providers have not upgraded their defenses. Five on Your Side read through a new report from an advocacy group that says the problem is with smaller companies that originate or patch calls. A 2021 law ordered them to upgrade to new caller ID standards by the end of June, but fewer than 40% have done it. The law also gives the FCC power to essentially stop these providers from operating if they don't get the update.
Using that threat and that power is something that we definitely would want to see.
Yeah, robocall blocking apps are another tool you can use to keep these calls from reaching you. Even if those calls do get through, they'll never give or confirm any information about yourself to a caller you weren't expecting.
Well, new this morning, the attorney for a group of women who were sexually abused by Larry Nassar have now filed a lawsuit against the Michigan State University. It alleges the school's board of trustees held illegal secret votes to prevent thousands of documents from being released in the case. The victims and their families want a judge to push the university to release those documents. Nassar is a former sports physician at the school and former USA gymnastics doctor. He's convicted of child pornography charges and is serving prison time.
Bond has been set for the man accused of having a bomb when he pulled into a Sheetz store at Holly Springs. 50-year-old Norman Bray made his first court appearance yesterday following the arrest. On Wednesday, police say they found him inside his car at the Sheetz off Avent Ferry Road with a bomb. They also say he had drugs. The Raleigh bomb squad was called out to the scene to help defuse the device and get rid of it safely. Bray's bond was set at $120,000 and his next court appearance set for August 15th. You can help the American Red Cross today at the streets at South Point. A blood drive will be happening on the Nordstrom Court lower level today from 12:30 to 6:30. The American Red Cross says the country is facing a critical blood shortage. This is one in a series of blood drives in a partnership between the streets at South Point and the Red Cross.
Well, the summer of 2023 is proving to be the hottest on record. New climate data suggests this July is on track to be the hottest globally in 120,000 years. Ocean waters have also reached their highest temperatures ever for this time of year. The UN Secretary General issued a dire statement saying this is no longer global warming. We have now reached global boiling.
A person trying to rob a bank in Ohio is in the can in more ways than one. That was the scene when officers responded to an alarm that went off at the Vacationland Federal Credit Union. That's in Huron, Ohio. This happened early Thursday. They heard some noises coming from on the roof, and then right over the bank's drive-thru is where moments later this guy dropped down from there straight into that blue recycling can. So the 27-year-old man was arrested while still in the can, and now he's being held in the can on a $50,000 bond.
Easy takedown right there.
Yeah, right.
Well, iconic 80s film and a historic 60s comeback in theaters this weekend. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
You a Heather?
No, I'm a Veronica. I don't really like my friends.
I don't really like your friends either.
Heathers is back for its 35th anniversary. The killer comedy starring Winona Ryder and Christian Slater returns to theaters on Sunday at 4 p.m. local time. Locations and more info at fathomevents.com.
By the late 1960s, Duval Show, Elvis had become irrelevant.
TV director Steve Binder remembers helping resurrect Elvis Presley's career in the documentary Reinventing Elvis, the 68 Comeback. In theaters Sunday only. Info and tickets at reinventingelvis.com.
This is Crowley. He and I go back a long time.
Chum.
It's the day Good Omens fans have been praying for. Season 2 of the fantasy comedy series starring Michael Sheen and David Tennant is finally here.
It's been a while. We've made people wait for this. It's been 4 years since Series 1 came out, so if there's expectation, it's been ramped up.
The 6-episode season premieres today on Prime Video. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
All right, did you know Raleigh once had its very own castle? Look at this, sitting across from the governor's mansion today, a large but unassuming state parking lot. You see it now, but you never know when a plain-looking lot is hiding this fantastic history. Yeah. 4 stories tall, made of solid red brick, massive majestic turrets, a wraparound porch draped like lace over this myriad of tall windows. Built in the late 1800s, the castle was the original campus for what is now Meredith College. What happened to this grand castle? We have the answer in the full story on WRL.com. Just search Hidden History.
How cool is that?
It's a gorgeous building. Taylor Swift wasn't joking in her hit Shake It Off. There was a whole lot of shaking going on during her shows in Seattle this weekend. A seismologist says Swift's shows at Lemon Field on Saturday and Sunday caused the seismic equivalent of a 2.3 magnitude earthquake. That's a new record. The Swiftquake beat out the famous 2011 Beastquake, which was a record at the time when Seattle Seahawks fans erupted after an impressive touchdown by Marshawn Lynch when he went into beast mode, right? Causing the equivalent of a magnitude 2 earthquake.
Oh, my God.
They say they're the loudest fans in the NFL. Well, now they've been topped.
The Swifties came out in droves, and they were clearly on fire.
That's pretty loud when you think about that. That's amazing.
Equivalent of like 2 points, some earthquake. Yeah. Hey, hit your break. Here's your winning lottery numbers.